Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Pei Gimel. As you probably have noticed, if you've been doing daf for a little bit, the end of the Masechtas kind of blend into one another, right? You start talking about the topics in the next Masechtas, you know, maybe, you know, 7 or 10 blot before the end of the previous Masechta, and very often that's the case, and sure enough, that is the case with Nedarim, that heads into Nazir. Today we're going to talk a lot about Nazir. I don't remember exactly how much of it is in the subsequent Dapim, but we are going to start venturing and preparing to switch gears here to Nazir. But either way, before we get to the Masechta Nazir, we have to finish off yesterday's discussion. Again, we had said, well, it's really going to be encompassed in yesterday's discussion, but it's going to shift to Nazir to try and prove what we had said. If you remember, we had a machlokes yesterday, right? Again, a husband is allowed to be made for neder, right? If it's either dvarim shebino leveina or davar sheinui, right? If his wife makes a neder that either afflicts herself, right, or is you know a neder relating to matters between him and her. So the shaila we had was, what if half the neder is will afflict her, will pain her, give her, and half the neder is not? So let's say, for example, two types of bread. One bread she likes, one bread she doesn't. So what's the deal over there? So again, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan had said that you can split it, that the husband's hafara, right, when he annuls the nether, it's only good to be made for nether for the loaf of bread that she will be afflicted by, that she likes, right? And it will pain her to abstain from that type of, to not have that type of bread. And the other one is exists. I mean, the other nether is good, and it stands. Question is, can you really do that, right? We saw that another sheet that you can't do that. So the Gemara now, Esvei, on the bottom of Beis, but he's going to question this sheet that you can split the hafara, and that when the husband is made for nether, for a nether that is both afflicting and not afflicting, right, it will only knock out the part of the nether that afflicts the woman, and the other part of the nether will stand. So the Gemara says, Esve. I bring a kasha from the Mishnah in Nazir that we're going to do in about a month or so. Haisha shenadra ben Nazir, v'haisa shoz yayin umitama l'mesim. Right, a woman, right, decides to be a Nazir, and then she goes ahead, sure enough, feeling rebellious, goes ahead and drinks wine, and is metame mace. She gets malchus, right? That's standard, right? If a person who's a Nazir bemazed goes and violates his Naziris, right? So then that's malchus. Hefer labala, and this is an important part for us, if the husband was made for nether, meaning got rid of the Naziris because he said, no way, v'hilu yada shehefer la, but she didn't know, and then she goes and does that she drinks wine and becomes tamei. Then she does not get malchus again because he was made for nether. Right? Really, the nether didn't exist. So the Gemara asks, right? If you're telling me that if you have a nether that has inui and has aspects of non-inui, and you split it when the husband is made for the nether, maybe when the husband is made for nether, right, so that you can split the afara in the sense that the wine nether, the aspect of the nether is cancelled, but the parts of the grape, the other types of grapes like seeds and skins and stuff, like we'll see that a nazir can't have anything that is made from grape. So maybe the seeds and the skins, which is not, it's not inui for her not to eat that. Right, so when she takes another to be a nazir, a nazira, right? So that has nothing to do with affliction, right? Nobody eats grape seeds and enjoys it. So the lois leitzara, because that doesn't have any tzar. So then maybe if tis leitzara b'ayim, when she eats that, maybe she should get malchus. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, ein nazirus lechatzayim. So Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, that's not how it works. You can't cut the nazirus in half. Right? There's no such thing as half Naziris, that it's usher for her to drink, it'd be mutter for her to drink wine, but usher for her to eat these grape skins and the grape seeds. Now, just to be clear, right, the Gemara is going to have a similar shiloh later. This is talking about within the nether part of the nazir, within the nazir part Sorry, this is talking about the wine part of the Nozir Neder. That's what I wanted to say. But this is within the wine part forbidding, right? The fact that it's also for to drink wine and have any Greek product, that you can't split. Because the Gemara, just to spoil it for you later, the Gemara is going to say later that you can split the wine and the Tumah aspect, and that's called a Nozir Shimshon. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But when he says, Ein Nozir is the Chatzayin, you can't split an Isser aspect of the Nozir into two, to the point where she can drink wine, but she can't have grape products. Amalei Abaye says, one second, I understand. If you tell me there's no half Nazirus, that implies that there is half something else, i.e., HaKorban Lechatzi Nazirus Ika. That implies that you have to bring a Korban for half a Nazirus. Again, just to clarify, we haven't gotten to Nazirus yet, but a Nazir at the end of their process will bring a bunch of Korbanos. So if you tell me there's no Nazirus that goes in half, that implies that there is a half something else. And the implication here, Abaye is saying, is that you would bring a korban for half a Nazirus, even though you don't have half a Nazirus, but you'd still bring the korban for it. So Elaz Amar Abaye, I wanted to rephrase and said, Ein Nazirus l'chatzayin v'ein korban l'chatzayin. Abaye just wanted to be clear that no, you wouldn't bring a korban for half a Nazirus, right? There is no such thing as half a korban, half a Nazirus, etc. Meaning the korban is only after a full Nazirus, we'll see this, which is 30 days. Okay, Meisbe, another kasha from Nazirus on Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that you can be, when your husband is made for neder, right? It's only the inoy parts and the other stuff that's not inoy, that neder still stands. Hayisha shenadrim a nazir v'frisha behemta, a woman, she decides to be a nazir, and she separated her animal to be a korban at the end of her nazirus. V'akukach hefer lo ba'alo. Right, so what happens? All of a sudden, her husband is mefer the neder. Mefer the nazirus, now you have what do you do with this animal? So the Gemara says, mevia chatas ha'of, eno mevia olas ha'of. I would, again, just to, what's it called? Just to clarify the korbanos. A nazir, well, is this, we're talking about the tumah over here? One second, sorry. Right, because the only reason I'm just hesitating is that a nazir who messes up the nazirus, right, brings these type of birds, brings the birds as a chata, one is a chatas, one is an ola, and also an asham. I guess it must be why she became metame the mace. I'm just trying to see. It must be because that's, you don't bring a korban if the nether was uprooted, if the husband was mefer. Okay, so it must be that she became tame. Okay, I don't see it anymore. Okay, but that's got to be the implication, because otherwise you wouldn't bring those korbanos. So let's just start again. Ha'isha shenedra b'nazir ve'efrisha behemta. Right, a woman sets apart her animals. Right, ve'achakach mefer leba'ala. So then the husband gets rid of the nazirus. So mevia mechatas of, ena mevia chatas olas of. Right, and she becomes tameh. So what happens is she would only bring the korban oath that's a chatos, and not the korban oath that's an ola. And the Gemara says, "Via Marta in korban lechatzin nazirus." The Gemara says, "What do you mean? I thought you just told me, right?" Again, asking on Abaye. I'm sorry, it's not asking on Rabbi Yochanan. It's, I was asking on Abaye. What do you mean? You just told me there's no korban for half a nazirus. So my mevia chatzis off. So why again? Either you bring no korbanos or all the korbanos. What do you mean? You bring one bird and not the other. So the Gemara says, "Well, elamai yesh korban lechatzin nazirus." Well, what do you mean? What's the other alternative? If you tell me you do bring a korban for half a nazirus, so then shlosh behemos. Boila suye, right? Then you chatas all of shlamim. Then you have to bring all the korbanos that you would bring at the end of a proper nazirus. Ella, the Gemara says, really, Ella, Ella olam ain korban lechatzin nazirus. Really, no, we hold it. You don't bring a korban after you have a half nazirus, meaning that the nazirus is uprooted. The chatas of, right? What do you bring the chatas of for? The masi mishum the chatas al suffik. That you bring it because sometimes you can bring a korban chatas on a suffik. I mean, the Gemara over there in Nazir, it says that is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Kapar. Rabbi Elazar Kapar says that every time a person is noder and nazirus, that involves some sort of chait, right? There's no reason to take upon yourself any extra isurim. You know, the Torah didn't say it was usher for you to drink wine. So what are you going to be so frum for? So Rabbi Elazar Kapar says that that's a little bit an aspect of a chait. So therefore, you're going to bring that korban chatas ala sofek, right? And therefore, right, that's why you would bring that korban over there. Okay, esve. Again, now we'll go back to this. Sorry, that was a kasha on Abaye. But now we'll go back to being asking on Rabbi Yochanan Shita that you can split the hafara and you can be made for the inui part and not the non-inui part. So ha'isha shenadur ben nazir v'nitmeis. Again, this is a bit more clear. A woman who was a nazira, she became tamei. V'achaka chefer la'bala. Again, then the husband was made for the nether. So mevia chatas of v'ein mevia olazov. Right, as we said before. Right, he brings the korban chatas, the bird that's for chatas, and he doesn't bring the bird. That's the ola. V'yamar tamei for the misana v'ein for the she'ein misana. And if you tell me you can split that whenever the baal is mayfair, so you split between the stuff that has inui, that has affliction, and the stuff that doesn't. So dima me'ayin is leitzara hey mayfirla, but mitumus meistela is leitzara lo mayfirla. But I understand. Maybe it should still be usher for her to become tamei because the only hafara, right, he's doing is for the wine. Right, and when he's made for the Nazirus, the only affliction part of the Nazirus is that she can't drink wine. What's the big deal about not becoming Tame? Right, that's what kind of affliction is that? So that should still exist, and you should have to, you know, bring all of the korbanos, right? And she should have to finish the rest of the days. Bitar, you should bring all of them, not just the korban chadash. You could bring the korban of and the asham, and etc., and then have a whole another month of Nazirus. Right, for the tumah. Now the Gemara here, as mentioned before, the Gemara here does not say, right, because we don't split Nazirus in half, because as we're going to point out in a second, right, that you can split these two aspects of Nazirus in half. You can split the forbidding wine and forbidding tumah because a Nazir Shimshon, right, and the Shimshon was a Nazir, right, he didn't cut his hair, didn't drink wine, but sure enough, he killed a ton of people, right, obviously it was tumah mace. So there is a type of Nazirus that you can split. So Amr Sidney just answered, tumas mace nami is leitzara, because becoming tumah, right, also, right, meaning not becoming tumah, right, also has some sort of tzar to it. What kind of tzar could it be when a person makes sure not to become tamei? So the Gemara says, right, because the says, right, the people who are alive should think about this. But Tanya, meaning, what does that mean? Hi, Rav Meir Omer. Rav Meir would say, my dechtiv v'chayitin libo. What is that pasuk telling me? The yisod yisbedunlei, the yivkun yivkunlei, the yikover yikvu rena. That a person should eulogize and have a hesped for those who pass away. Should cry with for those who pass away. Should bury those who pass away. And in return, people will do that for the living, for the person who's still alive, who does all these things. By the way, if we properly honor those who've passed on, well, we will be properly honored when we pass on. So then if a person doesn't do that, or if a person refrains from becoming Tommy Mace, so then they're not going to have, right, those things that is promised to those who treat the Mason with proper kavod. Okay, new Mishnah. Konam she'aninana lebrios. If the woman says, I'm not going to, wife says, I'm not going to have any hana, right, from any other people, right, he swears that off. So, inu yochel hefer, the husband is not able to be made for nether. We'll explain in a second why not. That seems to be something that inui, right, something that should afflict her. V'yecholu lihanos bileket shechov v'peya, and she's able to benefit from those three gifts, right, that the farmers leave in the field. Now, like a shechah and peah, right, for the poor people, that belongs to the poor people. The psukim say that he should leave it, implying that it belongs to them, not that he has to give it to them. The Gemara also will try and analyze and figure out if that's part of the first statement or not. Konam kohanim levim ne'animli. If a person says, I'm not going to allow kohanim and levim to benefit from me, don't you have to give them trumas and maizros? And the pasuk says you have to give it to them. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says they can take it against your will. And as Ron explains, once you separate it, it belongs to the Kohen. And what the owner of the field has is what's called schus nesina, or tovas hana, right? Of the tovas hana, of giving basically the ability to give to the Levi and deciding who to give to, and that's not considered to be, right, enough of a hana. Right, that's not considered to be a proper benefit. Many say, therefore, they can take it, right, against his will. Right, if a person says, though, kohanim elu levim elu, right, he swears off giving trumas and maestros to specific people. So then, Nenimli, comma, so then you tlocherim, so then that is a good nether, and you swear off Reuven, Levi, and Shimon, so then obviously Yehuda can come and take the Trumas and Maestras, right? Right, and then assuming they are either a Kohen or a Levi, right? And that's a proper that's a nether, and then you should give the Trumas and Maestras to other Kohanim Levi. So the Gemara just analyzes the first two things we just said in the Mishnah, right? The first thing we said was Kohen Roshan and any of the Brios. If a wife says she's not going to benefit from any of the brios, so then the husband is not able to be mefer. And then we said, right, she's able to get benefit from lekes shicha and peah. She can get support, right? She can get hana, right? She can get parnasa from those gifts that the farmers leave in the field. So the first statement says, alma efshosh dimetzana midilei. Right, the first one implies that since it's enu yochel hefer, right? If you're telling me that the husband is not able to be made for that nether, that she's not going to benefit from other people, so does other people include the husband or not? So the first statement seems to imply it doesn't include the husband, right? Because alma efshosh dimetzana midilei, right? Apparently, why can't the husband be made for this nether that she made? Because she means everyone but him. Right, so that's not affliction, so he'll take care of her. What's the big deal? Apparently the husband is not included, right, in her statement of everybody else. Name a safe. Our problem is the second part of that, second line there. So right, that she's able to benefit from the gifts of the poor, right? That implies that she's not able to benefit from her husband, that he is included in the phrase brios, right? Alma baal b'chol briosu, right? Implying that when she says I'm not benefiting from everybody, right, then she includes her husband in that. So Amar Ulos of three possibilities, and then we'll ask some questions on this on tomorrow's daf. Three possibilities of what the Mishnah means. First one, Amar Ula la'olam lav b'chol. What is that? What is the bach over there? Should say la'olam baal lav b'chol briosu. Right, really, right? The husband is not included in her statement. I'm not going to derive benefit from everyone else. Meaning, and when she says that, she means everyone but my husband, and therefore he can't be made for her because he can take care of her. Right? There's no inui there. Right? He'll provide parnasa like he frankly should anyway. And so the Bach changes it, v'hachikidani, and therefore the Mishnah continues and says, v'od, and also another reason why the husband can't be made for the nether is enu yochel hafer mishum sheyochel lihanos b'lekeshecha v'peya. Because aside from the fact of that he can support her, she can also get support from those gifts that are left for her in the field. Answer number two, Rava Amar, Rava says, l'olam bal b'chlal briosu, that really she means including her husband. Aye, then why can't he be made for a nether? Why can't he be made for a nether? That seems to be benola benola, right? Affliction, etc. Matam kamar. And the second line of the Mishnah is explaining the reason why the husband can't be made for the nether. Because matam inu yochal hefer. Why can't she be hefer? Mipnei sheyichol lehanos b'lekes shecha v'peah. Because she can get those benefits for those gifts from matnos aniyim of the poor. Right, and therefore that it's not something that will be such a big afflictor because you know the tachlis that she's able to get parnasa somehow. Rabbi Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says that the olam baal la b'chol briosu, that the husband is not included. Right, when she says I'm not getting benefit from everybody, v'chikani, and this is what it means to say is that if nizgarsha, meaning that really he can be made for the nether, right, and therefore she can get benefit from him. And when it says the second line, what's that line about lekashikha v'peya? That's if nizgarsha, if she gets divorced, and now she can't benefit from him, because they're not married, right? They're not married, and she can't benefit from everybody else. So then yichol lehanos lekashikha v'peya, she can get those gifts, and therefore, right, that she becomes divorced, right? And once they're divorced, he is included in everybody else. She can't get parnasa from them, but she is able to get parnasa from the gifts matnos aniyim that are left in the fields. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll be right there in the Hedog HaShas tomorrow. Have a great day or night. Tomorrow morning, you're listening to this.